Wrong cave. The DNA test results were conclusive. Only 2.6% Neanderthal. Roberta patted my head and said, "There, there," but I was inconsolable. "Many people have as little as 1%, she reminded me, "and Africans have none at all." "Yes," I said, "then there are the lucky ones, with up to 4%. "Who wants to be a caveman anyway?" she said, sitting down with her arm around my shoulder. "We're all cavemen, just not from the same cave," I whispered into her ear. She began to breathe faster and whispered back, "We're better. We're smarter. We survived." I was kissing her savagely now, tugging a little at her hair. "Their brains were actually bigger," I said. "They buried their dead with wildflowers. They made cave paintings of indescribable beauty. They must have been more peaceful than us, or they'd still be here." Her eyes were nearly closed as she undid my top button. "The original flower children," she said. "Personally, I think you're more than 2.6%. "Maybe the Neanderthals are still here," I said. "They walk among us," she murmured, removing her blouse. "And they vote." She pulled me on top of her. "I doubt that very much," I sighed as I nibbled at her breasts. "The only thing they'd do in that booth is paint a lovely childlike picture of a woolly mammoth with the juice from some crushed berries." She gasped. "The people have spoken."